Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Emergency physician, TV personality, speaker, and writer. She's Dr. Lee. It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show. It's Health from the Outside In, Vanity's Dirty Little Secret, where feeling good starts with looking good. And I want to welcome my next guest to talk about this very interesting study that hit home. It was the rise in injuries from wearing high heels. This is Dr. Gerald McGuinn. He's a professor and vice chairman in the Department of Epidemiology at the School of Public Health at University of Alabama in Birmingham. So welcome, Dr. McGuinn. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get interested in high heels?
Actually, it was my wife's idea. She had made the observation watching my daughter and some of her own friends walk around gingerly in a new pair of high heels, having heard stories from her friends about having tripped on something and fell, caught the heel on something. And she posed the question, have these types of injuries been increasing over time? And of course, I take my wife's advice very seriously, and so we pursued a study to answer that question.
Even though it's been panned in the fashion world, correct?
Yeah. Again, I pay more attention to the scientific literature than I do the fashion literature.
So you haven't been getting death threats from any of the big fashion houses, Chanel or anything like that, as far as you know, right?
No, I definitely haven't been getting those types of threats.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So exactly how many ER visits in this time period did you see that you could definitely attribute to high-heeled shoes? And I'm actually curious, did people actually write this in the records? Because, you know, someone comes in and twists their ankle. They don't always tell me, I'm an ER doc. I twisted my ankle because I was wearing stilettos that caught. They'll just say, oh, I rolled my ankle, I tripped. And sometimes they don't even come in wearing the shoe that they hurt themselves on.
Sure. Well, you know, I'll answer your second point you made first. And that would suggest that the number that we did actually report is probably an underestimate. Mm-hmm. Of the actual number that happened. But during the 2002 to 2012 period, the number that we identified was 123,000. And the interesting part of that was the fact that in 2002, the number was only around 7,000. And in more recent years, 2012 to be specific, that number had doubled to 14,000. Mm. So it's a fairly substantial number relative to other types of consumer product type injuries.
Yeah, it is interesting. And, you know, it's funny. It would be, you know, being a woman, of course, funny to see at some point, maybe you can have your wife help you out with this, to correlate like what the fashions were. Because one of the things I was going to ask you, and I doubt the studies got that specific, but in the last few years, there's been a big push in fashion for kind of wedged high heels or platform, which can make the heel even higher because it's more comfortable because you have the front of the shoe on the platform. And I'm sure they had those in the 40s. Fashions just keep repeating themselves. But it also makes the sole super inflexible. Like, I find those the hardest heels. They're easiest to stand on, but the hardest to walk on.
Yes, ma'am. And in fact, that was the type of shoe that led my wife to originally pose this question. I also have a 17-year-old daughter who's fond of these types of wedge shoes that you mention. And, you know, when she first gets a pair, my wife the same, they walk, you know, gingerly around the house, getting used to them. Again, you know, whether this change is contributing to the increased number, you're right, we didn't have data on the specific type of shoe, and that's the question that has come up most frequently and is, you know, perhaps worthy of pursuing in some future research.
Yeah, really. You'll have to go back to Fashion Week in New York and see, you know, when are the times they're touting the flat shoe, the kitten heel. But I'll say one thing that's interesting is in you know, when I was younger, there were definitely correlations in fashion, like everybody went to flats one year. But I think the way fashion is today, it's whatever you want to wear. So there's no one set thing. I was wondering also, you know, falling on the shoes is one issue, but have you looked at or are you going to look at, there's a whole other issue, just even standing for a long time in high heels without an actual injury can cause, you know, foot pain, foot problems. There must be a whole host of other medical problems related to our vanity.
Yeah, in fact, that's where the majority of the literature when we first started looking into this has focused on are the chronic injuries, not the acute injuries, chronic foot, chronic ankle, lower leg problems associated with, you know, wearing high heel shoes. What we didn't see, which is why we pursued this, was a study on the acute injuries, the trips, the falls, and the associated injuries with those. But the chronic problems have been, you know, long reported in the literature going back many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm. So what were the majority of injuries that you saw when you started to look into this?
The about half of the injuries were sprains and strains. Another 20% were fractures, and then the other, you know, the remainder were contusions of different types.
Really? So is this now like consumer product safety? Are they kind of looking into this now? Because I guess it's a general category, right? It's not a specific product that they can put out an alert and say, oh, you know, this type of shoe, you know, should come with a warning.
No, ma'am. I can't imagine the Consumer Product Safety Commission is going to be moved to action on the results of our study. And again, not having information on there being a specific type of shoe that was the prime offender would, you know, give them even less reason to do anything. You know, but I think, again, a twofold increase in the number of injuries is something that, you know, at least from a scientific perspective, is noteworthy. It answered my wife's question, which was the most important thing.
And so are you preventing your daughter now from wearing these shoes, or what?
Have you ever tried to prevent a 17-year-old from doing anything?
Yeah, I know. I have an 18-year-old son, so.
I've given her the same advice I've given her all along, is to be careful. She generally heeds that advice.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny because it makes me think of, isn't there a race in New York City once a year where people are actually?
Yes, ma'am. The Manhattan Mile. Yes, that is correct. There is such a race. In fact, that races of that type occur all over the country. And there are plenty of injuries associated with that.
Huh. I wonder if some of the bulk of that you could correlate when, you know, there was a big rush of people coming in around the country. Did it coordinate in certain areas with those high-heeled race sort of things? That would be interesting to look at.
Yeah, it would. Unfortunately, with this particular data, we didn't have the geographic information to look at that. But as you said, certainly future work could look at that.
Wow. Well, this perhaps is your calling, Dr. McGuinn. It seems like there's just an abundance of research that can be done now looking at high heels.
Yeah, certainly there are unanswered questions. I'm not sure I'll focus the rest of my career on them. We'll certainly see what the opportunities are.
Yeah, it's a very interesting study. I loved it. Thank you so much. I think perhaps that's why we call women fashion victims, no? Because this is definite proof that we are a victim to our own fashions. But I'm sorry, I'm just not going to stop wearing high heels. Makes your leg look fabulous. So anyway, I want to thank my guest, Dr. McGuinn. This is a great study, and we'll be watching out for more of his research. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where feeling good starts with looking good. Stay tuned.